Well, maybe a little bit, and also in terms of thinking about methods of writing, like we chose a site halfway between, well, on the border between our cities and about halfway between our houses, and thought a lot about writing, using this particular space and landscape as sort of a site from which to explore certain questions. But then that didn't really work. Not much came of it, and then or not much that we were excited about, except for then the first story becomes, you know, sort of a tale of that frustration and failure. And that was I think that was actually when we started to turn to explore fiction as a way of thinking through some of these questions, rather than something that might have been site specific poetry or documentary poetry or something like that.
And assignments were also part of the way that this all started. Can you talk a little bit about what assignments you gave each other to try and get it going?
I'm trying to remember. I mean, we wrote biographies of each other at some point that are somewhere out there published. I mean, some of the assignments were kind of they didn't really work. Like I did sit down and make like a long list of all the cars that drove by, and it was really uninteresting. I remember like you had an audio recording of like walking around the space, and
also uninteresting. I feel like there are a lot. I mean, we did one thing where we sent each other things to read, and but Juliana sent me it was an article on duck penises. Long article, and alongside Cornelius Cardew's Stockhausen is a fascist or something like that, which is actually a really fascinating work. But like, you know, and then I was sort of implied like I was to make sense of these things next to each other and write something without any. I mean, the assignments or prompts could be sort of goofy or seemingly arbitrary, just to sort of and. We both, to varying degrees, use these things in our own writing. But often it is a little bit, at least for me, like, you know, you're sort of throwing things at the wall to see what sticks. And just, I feel like just a lot of them, we weren't getting that much that was interesting, felt interesting or promising. And then, but then, I guess you probably did first. You asked the poet C.A. Conrad, Philadelphia poet, who writes with these things he calls somatic writing exercises. And he wrote one for Juliana, right? The Rosemary one?
Yeah.
And that resulted in a piece. And then later he wrote one for the two of us to make this soup. And again, so like the soup one, I don't remember the writing I did that, you know, specifically following his instructions. The writing I did, I don't remember being terribly exciting or interesting, but then the story of making the soup together and the kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, but the kind of things that can activate, you know, becomes part of the story. So there are a lot of things like that. We would use some appropriated text and then be like, what if we did try this? And so assignments, experiments, prompts, and that, you know, those are, I mean, I do these with my students, it's just ways to sort of get oneself out of your regular patterns and also to sort of hopefully discover something more interesting or new.
Do you remember the instant when you thought, hey, we should write a book together? I mean, what was the genesis of it?
No, and we kind of have different, we tell different stories that are kind of contradictory. But, I mean, the conference on positions was happening in Vancouver, and I needed to write something for that, which I think is also part of why it starts with that site at the same time. And, like, we kept trying to talk about writing something that summer. And then, you know, like, so we wrote that first piece, but I don't think we entered into it to write a book, and then it just kept going,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my story is that she asked me if I wanted to collaborate on something, but that on it, whatever, and that you had said, my memory is that Juliana had said, and the, you know, the constraint is we do something that we wouldn't normally do in our own writing, and which also then got us to those discussions of, like, the limitations we feel with certain kind of poetries that we are both still very invested in, like, you know, not just dismissing things that we already, you know, were easy for us to dismiss, but really, and then, you know, thinking like, how do you, you know, you can't just snap your fingers and write something new. So a little bit of unlearning too, but yeah, it certainly wasn't, let's write fiction or let's make a book. It was, But yeah, it was a sort of idea to try to push ourselves in a new direction. And Juliana's done a lot of collaborations with other writers, and it sounds like that's maybe something you find useful?
Yeah. I'm predisposed to it.
Collaborations?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I was just trying to think about that, because someone had asked me something to write something about collaboration. I was trying to think, and then I was having that moment where I think I often use them for stuff, especially for stuff that I feel is too scared to stay on my own in some way. But then I also, like, I find that I learn so much from them, finally. Like, they feel really, like you just learn about, like, how someone else is writing, and, like, that gets really, in a really intimate way, and that feels so helpful. But